Welcome today to Rejoice and See with Ty and Betsy Tice. Our podcast today is God Can Use Anything. The Bible reading comes from Luke 19 through 29. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite you, where as you enter you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you loosing it?' thus you shall say to him, 'Because the Lord has need of it.'"
So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, "Why are you loosing the colt?" And they said to him, "The Lord has need of him." Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road.
Then, as he was about drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they have seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if they should keep quiet, the stones would immediately cry out."
Our Bible reading today tells the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It begins with the account of him telling his disciples how to procure the colt upon which he rode. As he rode into the city, the people praised God with a loud voice. They said, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest."
Today's story in the biblical account, Jesus used a colt by the permission of the owners. In our case, God used a business. You may recall from the previous story that we had moved to Texarkana for the ministry in Bible college, which we need to lower our expenses as Betsy retired from living in California. Even in Texas, however, our finances were strained. One Saturday night, I pointed out an interesting and unusual program. It was an auction of foreclosed homes from Florida with an incredibly low prices that seemed almost too good to be true.
The introduction to a possible answer to financial strain coalesced with what was happening in the ministry. When we moved to Texarkana, the Arkansas laws were incredibly friendly to Bible colleges. As time progressed, however, it became increasingly more complicated to register every year. We began to look for an alternative.
Our accrediting association had moved to Florida. We began to look there also. We found that Florida required what Arkansas had originally required, a simple declaration that we were a Bible college teaching the Word of God and not purporting to be a secular institution. Looked like Florida was our next home. But where in Florida? Where would we go? Well, I can tell you now, God had that all lined up too. He knew exactly where we would be, where we'd be placed. And he even moved us from making bad decisions into the perfect place that he had already prepared for us.
Verse to ponder, Exodus 33:14 through 16. And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth."
Let's pray together. Lord, let me dwell in your presence, O Lord. Let me listen and learn at your feet. Let me look on your face and be lost in your grace. Let me dwell in your presence, O Lord. This came from a song that the Holy Spirit gave Betsy Tice to bless him with. And my friends, I'm telling you right now that as we complete our podcast, that if you call upon the name of the Lord, he will use the most obscure things. This auction that we watched on TV in Texarkana, shortly after we moved here, and we didn't use them, we used another realtor. But the cold hard fact is, as soon as we got here, that auction was taken off the air, and it was no more. Did God provide an auction on TV just to help direct Ty and Betsy? You better believe he did. I'm telling you, my friends, when God is purposing something, look at everything as God's intention for your direction. And then when it happens, give him all the praise and all the glory. God bless you.
In your presence, oh God, there is healing. In your presence, oh God, sweet release. In your presence, oh Lord, there is joy without end. In your presence, O Lord, there is peace. Let me dwell in your presence, O Lord. Let me worship and learn at your feet. Let me look on your face and be lost in your grace. Let me dwell in your presence, O Lord. There are friends here on earth whom we cherish, and their love brings such joy to our heart. Yet the greatest of all of life's treasures is a friend who will never depart. Let me dwell in your presence, O Lord. Let me worship and learn at your feet. Let me look on your face and be lost in your grace. Let me dwell in your presence, O Lord.